Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, hi.
Yeah,
This
hi,
is
Brandon.
Ariel
My
with
name
the
is.
Legal
Oh,
Intake
sorry.
Center, and it's okay. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line, Miss Danielle Kawa. Will you assist her?
Yes, I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank
Thanks a
you.
lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Brandon. I'm an intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Now, I'm assuming that you'd like to get a claim through for this lawsuit, correct?
Yeah,
Okay.
I spoke to someone else initially, and then I finished up with them, and then they wanted me to transfer over to you.
I see. And it was the woman that we were just speaking to, correct?
Yes, she transferred.
Okay, very good. And your name is Danielle Kawa?
Kawa, yep.
How do you spell your last name?
Kawa.
Kawa. Okay, thank you so much. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this at all?
No, never.
You never have. Okay, got it. And have you ever signed any documents under any other law firms against Hair Relaxer?
No, I've never signed any lawsuits for anywhere.
Oh, you never have in general. Okay, got it.
Nope, ever.
And was it you that was using these hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes, it was me.
Okay, got it. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using Hair Relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear
It
that.
was a few months after I started having, like the issues.
Right, okay. And was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
It was ovarian.
It was ovarian. Okay. I'm sorry to
Yep.
hear that happened. How many years did you use Hair
Thank you.
Relaxer for?
Wow, it was a long time. I started in my early 20s. It was about 11 to 12 years.
11 to 12. I see.
Yep. And
Okay.
it was just like part of my hair routine.
Yeah. Was it once a month or every other month?
Kind of, it was, I started doing like 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And now, when were you first diagnosed?
With the ovarian?
Yeah.
It was last year in August. I don't have an exact date though, which I'm
So
not sure if you guys want or not.
2023 August, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay. You don't need to have the exact date right now, by the way. But if you do have the
Okay.
medical records, so I'd assume that the hospital does. That's all we
Yeah.
really need to know that they exist. So we'll be able to get the correct dates from
Oh, yeah.
there. Now, do you know what the subtype is of the ovarian cancer that you have?
Yeah, I was told before it was clear cell, which I wasn't too, I didn't know much about it at all. Honestly, I think I learned more as I'm going through it, but
Oh yeah.
pretty positive it was clear cell.
Clear cell carcinoma, right? Does
I'm
that
sorry.
sound familiar? Clear cell carcinoma?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And
The
now it would.
carcinoma doesn't sound familiar, but I mean, yes, the clear
Okay,
cell does.
but clear cell in general.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And you would be filing this claim. So you did say it was in August 2023 that you were actually diagnosed. Do you remember what your doctor's name was? Are you still seeing that same doctor?
Yeah, I was just talking to the other representative about it, Dr. Brian Adelman. I've been going to
Dr.
this clinic for like 15 years now. Dr. Brian Adelman,
Adelman.
ADELMAN. Yep, Adelman.
Adelman.
Correct, yep.
Okay, got it. So Dr. Brian Adelman, is that spelled IA or YA?
ADEL. Oh,
For Brian,
Brian,
sorry.
IA, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yep, IA,
Got
Dr.
it.
Brian.
Okay. And some of these questions, by the way, might be a bit redundant. It might have been asked already, but I do have to double check and verify
Okay.
everything she went over as well. What was the
No worries.
original hospital name that you were diagnosed at?
It's Beaumont, but now they changed it to Corwell, so I'm not really sure when that change happened.
Oh, I
It's the
see.
one right in Royal Oak. It's like 5 minutes from me. Yep.
You said in Royal Oak, right?
Yep, Royal Oak.
And what was the name of the hospital again?
It was Beaumont, but they changed all the Beaumonts to Corwell, so I'm not sure what it
Corwell.
was at that time. Yep, if
C
it was
O R
Beaumont or
E
Corwell.
W E L L, right?
Correct, yep.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay, give me one second here. I'm just pulling up the hospital's information here. Oh, yeah, I see it was under a different
Okay.
name before. Okay. Got it. And how long has this primary been with you?
I've been with him this primary,
Yeah.
or like the gynecologist specifically, or the actual like
Well,
family medicine that I go to.
I would say the gynecologist, the one that originally diagnosed you.
Oh, probably about 5 years or so.
Oh, about 5 years now.
But this,
I see.
yeah, but the specific Beaumont, I've been there forever, so.
I see. Okay, so that's been your main hospital for the most part. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Got it. Now, when you were using the hair relaxers, what brand was it that you were using?
It was the Africa's Best. That's the only one I've ever used.
I see. Okay, so you've always stayed with that certain brand. Okay,
Yep,
got it.
once I was introduced to it, I stayed and stick with it.
And would you use it 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Because diagnosed came in like August, and by then I was well into it, because I'm on like the same hair routine,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, like
But
you
yeah.
said, you've never really changed off of it. So how many
Exactly.
times a year would you use hair relaxer, do you think?
How she asked me that, and I tried to like calculate it.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm doing a month and a half to 2 months each time. So by August, I was about what,
You're
almost
four
four or
in
five?
already. Yeah, by August.
Yeah.
I see. So about 6 times a year.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay, got it. So about 6 times a year. Okay. Got it. And you are also a resident as well as a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
Yeah, 11/27/1990.
1990. Okay, perfect. You just had a birthday.
Yes.
That's nice to hear. I hope you had a good birthday. It's kind of crazy, but my
Thank
birthday
you,
is on
thank
November
you.
27th as well, so it sometimes falls on
Oh, that's
Thanksgiving.
awesome. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Same
It'll
to
be on
you.
Thanksgiving 4th next year.
Oh, it actually is?
Yeah,
That's good to
next
know.
year will be.
I love having a birthday on Thanksgiving. I think I was
I
really
do too.
young at the time, but it was a while back the last time that ever happened. Okay. So in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, neither.
Okay, good to hear. And in general, have you had anyone that has also used hair relaxers and have been are injured by it to any degree or had any problems with it complication-wise?
No, not anyone I was surrounded by. My sister, she got into hairdressing like at those years, so when she introduced me to this, but no one's had any issues like that I've heard of since, and I would have known, at least my sister and her friends, I would have heard about it, but
Right,
no.
right. I see. Okay, thank you. And in general, when you were using the hair relaxer, you said you do it yourself, right? Do you, or have, did you ever go to any
Yeah.
salons?
No. I always like bought it over the counter and did it at home.
I see. Okay. And what state did you primarily first use a hair relaxer in? So if you were a child, I would assume that'd be where you were born.
Yeah, no, Michigan for all of them. I was an adult and I haven't moved out of Michigan ever.
I see. Okay, so Michigan. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. And can you remember the approximate year that you first ever used hair relaxer?
I would say I was early 20s. I would say about 22 to 23. So it was probably 2013, I would say.
2013. Okay. And when did you
Yeah.
stop?
A few months before being diagnosed, actually. Because I
Oh,
started
I
having
see.
complications that were not, like we couldn't figure it out, right? So I'm thinking, we
Right.
thought it was like UTI. We
Yeah.
thought it was like other, vaginal things, and it was not. Yeah.
Okay, so it was also in
2023, I was
2023, a few months before August, so around May or June.
starting having complications, yes. I would say probably about, yeah, late June, even early July. It
Early
was
July,
summertime for
almost.
sure last year.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and put down late June for the time being. Okay, so you
Okay.
started in 2013, ended off in 2023, just a few months before you got your diagnosis from the symptoms you were experiencing. And you would do this about
Right.
monthly, about looks like about every 2 months here. Okay, so once
Yeah,
every
max.
2 months
Yep.
max, yeah. Okay, got it. 2013. So you used about 10 years straight, it seems.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And you would do it yourself, like you said. And you're not currently using any hair relaxers anymore.
Nope, nothing.
Now, do you, it's okay if you don't, by the way, but do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Oh Lord, no. I wish I did. I don't know if it would be hard to even gather, you know? It
Yeah, no.
may be attainable for me to
It's
be able
okay.
to.
It's completely fine if you don't have
Okay.
any. Most of the time, most
Okay.
people don't because those are the types of things you throw away on the first use.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said it was Africa's Best, right? That's the name brand that
Correct,
you
yeah.
would use.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
Africa's Best. Okay, and you use the same product over the entire course of the 10 years.
Yeah, same brand, just because I knew how it worked.
Got it. And now, this question might be a bit loaded, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for the first year? And I would have to
Yes,
assume
it
that would be
happened.
yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And was there ever a period in between those 10 years that you ever stopped for a year or so or took a break from it in
No.
any way? No?
No, I was on a
Okay.
pretty good like routine.
And all throughout those 10 years as well, did you ever notice the side effects that you mainly noticed a few months before your diagnosis?
No, I didn't notice anything, and I regularly, went to the gynecologist, so
Yeah.
everything was,
I
normal on
see.
my
So
end.
you would follow up with your appointments and nothing was ever wrong up
Exactly.
until everything
Exactly.
kind of happened at once before the diagnosis.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Now, after you were diagnosed, what type of treatment did you receive?
Well, we had to do a complete hysterectomy,
A complete
which was,
hysterectomy.
very unplanned, obviously. And
Yeah.
then we did some chemo.
And chemo as well afterwards. How many sessions did you
Yep.
go through?
Of the chemo? I'm trying to think about all the weeks. Let's see. It was like 8 weeks.
About 8 weeks.
Yep.
About 8 weeks of chemo. I see. And how did that go? I know it's sometimes it's tough for your body at first, or some people's bodies do adapt to it a bit quicker than others, but how was it overall?
It was hard only because when I first noticed issues with myself, it was hair loss, right?
Right.
So that started, but it wasn't as prominent as it was with the chemo. It was a lot, I guess I wasn't prepared, it
I
was a lot
yeah.
more.
Yeah, of course. I see. Okay. And how are you doing now?
Good, just building back muscle, really.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Trying to get my hair to like stay thick, I guess, or just like just it ruined every, it kind of ruined it where it's like very thin,
Yeah, you
so
started
not
from the
putting anything
foundation
in it.
again, basically.
Exactly. So
I
just trying
see.
not to put anything in to keep everything natural
Yeah, of
as far as
course.
like the ingredient goes.
Yeah, and let the natural oils really soak in at the moment. Okay, got it. So now, when was the first treatment? I know that you were diagnosed in August. Was it shortly after? Was it a month after?
After what are you asking me? When I was diagnosed after my issues?
Yeah, so after you were
Or.
diagnosed, how soon did treatment come?
I want to be on the safe side and say maybe a month. I wish I had these dates better together for
Oh,
you
it's okay.
guys. I'm so sorry. But
No,
it
you're
was
completely fine.
it started yeah, it started in August. So I would say maybe a month only because we were testing for other things, right? First it was
Right.
like we thought it was something simple like a UTI.
Right.
Like that wasn't it, and then we kept going. I had to do blood tests like ultrasounds, like vaginal ultrasounds,
I see.
of course urine tests and things like that. But I would say maybe a month if I'm correct.
Okay, so you went through about a month of testing, and sometime in September, that's when you first started your treatment. Did the hysterectomy come before the chemo?
Yes.
It did. Okay, got it. And
Yep.
I'll go ahead and put just the beginning of
That was a
September for the time
suggestion for
being.
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a suggestion from the actual gynecologist.
I see. And the same gynecologist that diagnosed you, was that the same one that treated you?
Yes. Yep, and he's the same one I was seeing beforehand also.
Oh, he was. Okay. Got it. Give me
Yeah,
one
Dr.
second here.
Bonnell.
I'm going to copy his information over.
Okay.
And thank you for your patience, by the way. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here.
Oh yeah, no worries. I didn't even know I would be on the phone at all today.
Oh, really?
For me filling, yeah, for me filling out the claim.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, usually when it comes to the claim process, the sooner that you get the claim through and the sooner that you can actually talk to the attorney, basically what comes after this is this application is sent to the law firm, and then the law firm takes it and they see if they can get the medical information from the hospital, and they'll call you at the same time as well to verify all the information is correct. And after that, your claim is pretty much submitted.
Okay.
Give me one second here. I'm just typing a few more things out. Okay. And now, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. And I'm going to spell out your name once more here. Danielle is Danielle.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And Kawa is Kawa.
Yep.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Amber, AMBER.
AMBER. Got it. Okay. And what is the last four of your social?
0812.
0812. Okay. And you do
Mm-hmm.
currently have health insurance, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, for your primary contact information, what would be the best email that we can reach you at?
My cell phone will work. Phone number is
404.
304-0808. Yep, 0898.
9 8. Okay. And
Now,
is
another
there
thing,
mobile phone?
yep,
Oh yeah, of course. Go ahead.
yes, it is. I was gonna say, you asked about health insurance. Right now, I only have dental and vision. And then starting next month, I'll be back on actual full like health insurance.
Oh, I see. Did you switch
Starting January
providers?
1st. I did. I left it. I left my job insurance, and then I went with like an out-of-pocket like health.gov insurance.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's always a fun time getting all the insurance in line again after leaving a job. Yeah,
It's
okay.
awful.
But you are going to have that back.
Starting January 1st.
Good to hear. Got it. Now, this is your mobile phone. Would you prefer to be contacted through phone or text? Well, I should say phone calls or texts.
Text only because I'm working so much and I'm in and out of town because it's the end of the year. That's all.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
And what's the best time of day to reach you?
Anytime can work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's,
I'll
I'll
go
be
ahead and put
I'm
down
literally free
mornings.
all day in and out.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
It works.
And when it comes to your primary contact email, we unfortunately do need something to put in this category. Is there any email that you can think of?
An email for myself?
Yes, your email. Or anyone that's close to you, but I'd have to assume it'd be yours so that it's just your private email.
Oh yeah, no. It's my last name, then my first name. So Kawa Danielle
Kawa
at
Danielle, got it.
gmail.com. Yes,
At
at
gmail.com.
gmail.
Okay, no numbers or
Yep.
anything.
Nope.
Got it. Okay, now what is your current address?
23150 Church Street. I live in Oak Park, Michigan. 48237.
48237. Got it. And that's in Oakland County,
Correct.
correct? In Michigan. All
Yes.
right.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And my last question is just to see if you have any medical records of yourself. Do you keep those or would they all be with the hospital?
I don't, but I don't think that would be hard to get from them. I mean, I've been at the
Right.
same place for so long.
Yeah, you definitely could get them. Or we can also pull them if
Yeah, I
you
just
don't
don't,
get your
yeah.
permission.
Okay. I'm like, I physically don't have any type of medical records.
That's okay. Most people will keep it
Okay.
online for the most part anyways. There used to be a time where they'd give you a
Okay.
CD with everything on it, but okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, do you have any emergency contact information? Is there anyone that pops up into your head if we can't contact you? Someone that we can continue your case for with?
No, just myself, really, I would
That's okay.
say.
Yeah, you don't need to
Just
have
because I'm the
anybody.
only one that handles my business. Oh, okay.
Got it. Okay, so just yourself. I'll go ahead and put that down here. And those are all the questions I had for you. Thank you for your patience, by the way. I know it
Okay.
was a lot to go through. But I'm going to go ahead
No,
and
no
send you our
problem.
documents now. Now, these are going to go to your email as well as your text. So, whichever you see first here, you'll get these documents too. Now, these
Okay.
documents basically allow us to pull medical records if you'd like us to. If not, you can always get them from your doctor yourself. And then send them to us either through email or through mail in general. Now, after you
Okay.
sign the documents, you'll be able to get the attorney to give you a call either today or tomorrow. He'll go over all the information we went over, and your claim will be submitted afterwards.
Okay. That sounds good there.
And I believe those documents
And
should
I
be
see I
sent
got
over
an
now.
email now too. Yep.
Yes.
I'm like, I just got an email over in DocuSign for DocuSign. Okay, that's no problem. I'll go ahead and handle that now then.
Okay, got it. And let me know if you have any questions at all. You can go ahead and hit continue, and it should let you le read through the documents. After you've read through
Okay.
them, they'll have a signature as well as an initial in yellow boxes. And just let me know if you have any problems throughout that process.
Okay, I absolutely will. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course, no problem at all.
Okay. Should I, are you waiting for me to do them right now on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm just clicking it again.
No problem at all. You can put me on speaker, by the way, if that makes it easier.
Okay. All right. I am pressing finish now. Okay, I've completed the signature.
All right, let me take a look here. Looks like you are all set from there. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and send you a text now from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions at all
Okay.
throughout the claim process, you can always just give me a text or give me a call. Now, in regards to the attorney calling you, he should be calling from an 800 or 808 number, but I'll send you the law firm's
Okay.
information as well so you can know what to expect. And yeah, they'll verify
Okay.
all the information we went over, like I said. And you're pretty much set from there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
I
no
look forward
problem
to
at
being in
all.
contact.
Thanks for your patience, and I hope you have
Awesome.
a good day.
You too. Thank you. Talk to you
Thank you.
soon.
Bye bye.
Alrighty.